Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.
We have, right here, the phenomenal band they call the Groove Tubes. Hello. Should we do that again with the mics up?
Yes. Yes.
Honestly, I've four technicians on this, so they can't even get that right. Do apologise. Yes, well, commonly known as we got John and Joe. Then we've got Liz on keys. We've got Greg on bass, looking a little bit saucy over there. We've got Andy on guitar and Pete on drums. That is six. I'm counting six around the live lounge. That is phenomenal. How are you doing, John? Are you okay?
We're doing brilliantly. Thank you, mate. Really appreciate being here, and thank you for the invite.
No more than I. I mean, seriously, just the dedication you guys have shown. You're sounding great in the sound check. I had a little listen in.
It's very good. One.
Yeah, well, I know we had trouble getting you out of the green room to start with, but once down and ready and remembering why you were here.
We got stuck in the lift as well, coming up the 17th floor.
Always
that
happens.
Was really tricky.
Well, with all your kit, there's no freight train, you know, there's no way other, and there's no other way up. That's the problem.
That's the problem, you know.
If we had a freight lift, then we could shove you all in that, but we haven't.
No.
So you've got to share it with the hobnobbers, I'm afraid.
Well.
But you did well.
We did.
And I know that Brett came down and gave you a lovely
old...
Of
course.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
By the way, incidentally, it's a very nice T-shirt you're wearing.
Well, thank you so much.
I identify as handsome and sexy. That's what it says.
It is.
I know. Anyone on the webcam will tell me, obviously, that. If you are listening and watching at the same time on the webcam, do let us know so we can find that webcam. It's got to be here somewhere. I mean, you can't hide those things. So what's been going on in the groove? I'm spelling that with three O's.
Three O's. It's the groove tube.
Yeah, that'd be five O's. I mean, don't mess with my head. Don't mess with my heads, my friend. I can count how many O's in that word. But yes. All right. Point taken. It is your band. You should know. So the Groove Tubes. What's been going on? Because we love the stuff you sent, and we love your jingles, obviously.
Well, thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure. What's been going on? What was the last gig you guys managed to get?
We were at the Blue Anchor in beautiful downtown Port Slade.
Yeah, downtown Port Slade, yeah, not
which
uptown.
Which was early May.
That's the rough end of Port Slade.
Is that why they book us? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Which is always good fun down there. You know, they're a good bunch beyond the bar.
Yeah.
Always good fun.
What I'd forgotten, joining the dots, is there's a little link between you lot and Dirty Weekend, who are also from that salacious part of town.
Funnily enough, there is, yes.
And when I played the jingle earlier, you both, we're on that.
Yeah.
If you're looking for royalties, shake your tin elsewhere, my friend.
So, op it. So, daughter Joe is sitting to my left, and I were both in Dirty Weekend for a few years.
Yes.
And
yes.
We were actually on their latest album,
Ridiculous.
What Has Just Come Out.
Beautiful, What Has, yes indeed.
What Has Just Come Out.
They had an album launched, didn't they?
They did.
Only a couple of weeks
they
ago.
They did.
Probably less than that.
Yeah.
But you're there.
No, well, I was away, Otherwise, I would have been
now.
On stage playing a few numbers with him.
Well, bless. Well, Whammer has messaged in already. He is out there, so hopefully he's still there. We do love a bit of Wham.
We do.
So, the Groove Tubes, is there any hard copies that people can buy yet? Are you got to, the, you know, how does it work?
We haven't got the hard copies yet, but the track A-OK, which is one what I wrote.
Love that track.
Is available on Spotify and Apple Music and all the other stuff.
Yes.
There is a video of it on YouTube.
Get out
not
of
surprisingly.
Town.
Obviously, we're not going to see that here on the radio show, but it's out there.
But we have to mention it. Do you have one of those clever things like your own YouTube channel?
It's my YouTube channel, not the Groove Tubes channel.
All right.
So it may happen.
Right.
You never know.
Can we have a look at it at least? I mean, will you share it with us?
Yeah. Okay. I'm Red Leo 56.
Are you, sir?
That's your handle. That's my handle on YouTube.
Say that again.
Red Leo 56.
Okay, we're going to have to stop you there. What's with the red, John?
Well, funny enough, it matches my eyes and I like the colour.
I love it. It's so good. So how many other videos have got up of the Groove Tubes that we can
Groove
see?
Groove Tubes? There's a few of us playing live. So there's
a
few of those on
there.
That's where we are at the minute.
Listen, would you like to do that now? Have you got anything lined up? What are you going to play?
Well, shall we play a song? Do you want us to play
I'd
a
love
song?
You to play a song.
Shall
yes.
we do?
Yes.
Shall we do A-OK?
If you
Let's give
I
that
would
a go,
love,
shall us?
Who love that? We've got the Groove Tubes here, folks. That is GR3Os. I'm going to be tight on them. VE Tubes. Yes. And what are you going to play?
A-OK.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, they weren't listening the first time. Please take it away.
Be all right in the end. A-OK,
And if it's not all right, then it's not the end. Not the end, but it is now.
Whoa, are you kidding me? That was ridiculous. That is such a good sound. I love that. And also that track itself is, I mean, just the whole point of it is such an upbeat thing. I mean, did you guys write that?
Yeah, I wrote that. It's one of mine under my Red Leo brand. But these guys liked it, and that's their own version of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's something to like. I mean, it's beautiful. But it is a very positive vibe, isn't it?
It is. The hook from it, the main part of the chorus, actually comes from a phrase that's used in the best exotic Marigold Hotel movies.
Get out of town.
It is.
You mean you stole it?
Slightly plagiarised it, borrowed it. They can have it back, you know, it's fine. But I thought, it's such a great line. Everything will be all right in the end. It's not right at the end. It's such a great line.
It really is a great line.
Positive, and it's moving
beautiful.
Forward.
So tell me about the origins of this band. I mean, there are six of you in this room. It's not the heating isn't on. it is down
I'm
to you.
I'm glad about that.
So tell me how you all got together. Has it been a long time in the Groove Tubes?
Or? Well, the Groove Tubes been going for a couple of years now in this lineup.
Yeah.
But before that, the three guys, Andy, Greg and Pete, were in a band called Desperate Measures.
Gigging
around
Good
the Brighton
name.
Area. And they were together for, 30 years, was it? 30 years, that's amazing.
I don't think we ever had you time. In. 32, apparently. 32 we're getting. Nice research, Brett. Thanks, mate.
Yeah. They lost their singer, unfortunately, and lead guitarists who were brothers.
Yes.
The singer, unfortunately, had dementia, developed dementia at a relatively early age.
I am sorry to hear that.
Brutal. Tragedy, really.
It is absolutely brutal, isn't it?
The brother came along and played guitar with us a couple of times, but I don't think he could do it without his brother being part of the band.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And Pete and I happen to work, we volunteer at the Martello Museum on Seaford Seafront, which is in the Martello Tower. Come along and see it. It's a fantastic place. And we used to chat music, and he talked about his band that had needed a singer. And I said, well, I know one. You can get a saxophone as well as a Brucey bonus.
Chuck it in.
So we went round for a little trial, and we mentioned we knew Liz.
Yes.
Because Joe, Liz and I have played together as The Hideaways.
Oh, seriously?
Which is another little offshoot.
You guys are all a bit multi-talented.
There we are. And,
The Hideaways.
And we had one little go at Pete's place, and then I said, yeah, bring Liz along. So Liz came along and... The rest is histoire.
I love it.
As we say.
I think it's absolutely brilliant. Well, it really does work beautifully. And I mean, when you do get to play live, because I can imagine it's such a great feeling in the room.
It is.
What's your favourite space that you've actually managed to get a crowd in to watch?
Well, that's a tricky one. I mean, obviously, the Blue Anchor is a goodie. Yeah. We played at The View, which is on Seaford Seafront up by the golf club. And that was a great vibe, wasn't it? That was a really nice vibe
up
there. And we played at the War Memorial Hall in Alfriston, which is a really nice stage. We had a fantastic crowd, didn't we? For it was a twinning association, I think.
Get out of town.
That was an amazing gig. Yeah, really good fun.
John, would you mind? Do you have another track you want to play?
We do, yes.
Well, let's do it.
I think we're going to give Joe some vocals.
Oh, okay, that
for
is
these
wise.
Next two,
yes,
which
very
is
wise.
Very wise, I think.
Yes, indeed.
So that's going to happen right now.
What are you going to play?
We're going to play something by Chapel Roan.
Yes.
Called Pink Pony Club.
Yes, I am well aware of the track, but not this version, of course. Folks, you're listening to The Groove Tubes. Take it away.
Me in LA, and I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. Oh, Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mother proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees a baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, you dance at the club, oh mama. And I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong, down at the pink pony. A line outside the door, and black lights, and a mirror disco ball. Every night's another reason why I left it all. I thank my wicked dreams, a year from Tennessee. Oh, Santa Monica, you've been too good to me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees a baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. Dance at the club, oh mama. I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong. In Tennessee, you're always on my mind. And mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern drawl 1,000 miles away, saying, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, you dance at the club.
just absolutely brilliant. Oh, my days. I wish you guys could be here watching this all happen, all unfold in front of my eyes. It is magic to behold. The beautiful voice there of Joe with John on sax, obviously. Liz on keys. Greg is still on bass. I know. That's ridiculous. Andy has not let go of the guitar. And Pete, well, prize him from his drums at your peril. That's what I say. We've got the Groove Tubes. That's three oohs to you. The beautiful, beautiful sound. So listen, where do you record? Because you sent me some tracks. But so what studio do you go to?
We've been to the Church Road Studio.
Church Road Studio.
Yeah, Paul Pascoe.
Give it a shout, because every time, the amount of times we talk about the Church Road Studio. So who have you been actually dealing with again?
Mr. Paul Pascoe at the controls.
Controls.
He was there when we did some recording with Dirty Weekend. So,
I've heard of them.
He was great. Yeah,
you guys.
He did us a great service.
And how many did you get? Were you in there for a day?
We were in there for a day, and we just did A-OK.
A-OK. Yeah. And what would you say as your takeaway memory of using that studio? Was it?
It's brilliant. I mean, Paul really knows what he's doing. He got the best out of us. Yeah, good sound.
We need him today, to be honest.
That's a great man.
I'm doing, you know, we're doing what we're doing here. It's open mic territory. That's where we're at. But, you know, it's sounding fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. Where would you like to, what's the plan between now? Because we're sort of in the heat of July. You know, if you came in December, what would you have liked to have done?
Well, obviously, we'd like a few more gigs. I mean, I should just give a bit of background about this year's been fairly quiet on the gig front, mainly because Liz and my good self have both had cancer operations in the last 9 months.
Wow.
So it's a bit tricky getting together and planning stuff. So you can't really start applying for gigs if you don't actually know whether you can do them.
You've got to take care of yourselves,
so,
right?
You know, we had to make our health the number one priority.
I just say, that is ridiculously amazing. Are you, dare I ask, is it all been good?
We are now both all good, yes.
Come on.
Both all good.
Let's say, let's do it. Yeah. If you don't mind, I'm not going to say you've won the fight with, because I don't necessarily go with that, because that implies that people who didn't fight hard enough, but you have done so, so well. That is brilliant. And very good news, really good news. And it's a scary old world out there.
It's a scary old world, yes. I was really lucky. I've got arthritic hips, and a scan of those hips found a tumour.
Wow.
Dangling off my left kidney. So I was really lucky. No symptoms whatsoever. Didn't
know
I was there.
So
nothing
just
at all.
Because you had dodgy hips.
Very, very lucky.
Blimey, oh. You see, we've got to get ourselves checked out.
Indeed.
Seriously, it's just so lovely to have you both in the room, beaming from ears to ears.
You've got young Liz over there, she had breast cancer 15 years ago, and the little bugger came back.
Oh.
But they've got it this time.
So pleased. Well, so, that is such great news. Yeah. Well, here to you. So maybe we're just on the sort of take it nice and slow, do what we want to do, no rush, just enjoy life.
We're working our way back in, and we're sort of, just enjoying every moment, really, because you've got to do it.
You literally have to do it. I mean, the reappraisal of life is absurd when you go through stuff, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah.
So
I cannot tell you how well you're both looking, so it's really lovely to have you in the space. So, on that note, do you want to go out with, what have you got lined up?
Well, do you know what? I reckon we'll do a Labby Siffrey number, but in a Madness style.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, wait a minute. There's a clue. I think I know what you're talking about. Will you do me a favour? When you get back in the studio and you get some other tracks laid down and some sort of self-penned, please keep me informed.
Oh, yeah.
And let me have those tracks. We will always play you. And thank you for your jingles as well.
You mentioned tracks. I mean, I have... I've got a big birthday coming up next month.
What?
And I
never. 45?
Yeah, exists at least. Yeah.
How's he hide it?
So I set myself a target of writing and recording seven tracks before my 70th birthday.
Yes.
And I've doubled that. So I've got a double CD out. Which is 7x70 coupled with Just Because.
Awesome.
So I'm going to bung you some more tracks, but they're by me. I'll record it at home.
Hey, listen.
Without the magic pull.
Yes.
But I'll bung you some in.
Thank you so much. Maybe
these guys will pick up on one or two of them again. Who knows?
The thing is, you've got to let them know about it.
Well, that's true.
So you've got to mention it, you know, when it's relevant. Because otherwise, you know what they're like. They're
cheesy. We were working on our own track.
Okay.
Andy came up with a guitar riff.
Yeah, he would.
But unfortunately, stuff got in the way.
Yeah, of course.
As I just mentioned.
Yeah, no, fair enough, guys. Well, listen, crack on with the track now. Let's go out with a blast. Labby Siffrey number. If it's, did he say madness? Well, I think we all know what's coming. Please, and thank you so much for coming in, all of you. It's so lovely to see you. I know it's very hot in here. Pete on drums, Andy guitar, Greg on bass, Liz on the keys. Joe just doing what she does best, and vocals to, you know, to die for. And John on the sax and vocals, please. The Groove Tubes, one last time. Let's do it.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Pete.
Always. Always, always.
Well, I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. And I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you. As soon as I wake up, every night, every day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love, love, love. Must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. How can it be that we can say so much without words? Bless you and bless me. Bless the bees and Pete Jones. I've got to be near you every night, every day. I couldn't be happy any other way. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best.
We've sent them out because they're just too good. That, my friends, are the gorgeous Groove Tubes. Thank you, guys. You are awesome. And please go and chill in the green room.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.